The Accidentals have a purpose. The trio hails from northern Michigan, and they have known each other since they were teenagers. They make wonderful music together and for others. They're also attracting attention, picked as one of the best new bands by Billboard, Yahoo Music, Huffington Post, and others. This weekend, the Accidentals are playing at South by Southwest in Austin, Texas, and their latest CD is titled Odyssey and features guest appearances from Keller Williams and Khaki King. Last week, they were passing through Northwest Arkansas after a show in Springfield, Missouri, and came to the Carver Center for Public Radio. A preview of sorts of their return next month when they'll be at the Power of Music Festival in Bentonville. The Accidentals are Katie Larson, cello, Sab Weist, guitar, and Michael Dawes, percussion. Our conversation last week began when I mistakenly thought they were almost done with their current tour.
Six out of 45.
Oh, my. That's the almost exact opposite. 6 out of 45.
Yes. We are headed to South by Southwest in Austin, Texas. This is our fourth time going to South by. And then after this, we are headed to the West Coast to tour with a band called Moon Hooch, like a saxophone, drum trio, jam band, dance music, college crowd kind of thing, which we're really excited about.
So what's that like being somewhere thinking we got 39 to 40 more days? Can you think of it like that, or do you just take it one day at a time?
Definitely one day at a time.
Yeah. Actually keep a journal of every day, like the crazy things that happen every day on this tour. And it's been really interesting to go back and look at all the previous tours. I know we had a lot more mechanical breakdowns on the last tours, so right now we're doing pretty good, I would say, in comparison. We had a possible flat tire this morning, but that's...
Oh, yeah. I was getting the oil changed, and we looked at the front tire, and it looked like what was the top of, like, a giant screw. And I was like, oh, no. And so Evan took our sound engineer. He had some pliers on him, as one does.
I can't believe you guys did this yourselves.
See, Michael's the most responsible one. And he just like wiggled it to see how big it was, and then it popped out, and it was like one of those thumbtacks with the giant head, but then like you know that much underneath. So we dodged a bullet on a flat tire today, which you know we've been not so lucky in the past. We've had a especially on our last tour where we did pretty much a full round of the country, we had like 8 mechanical breakdowns. We broke a trailer.
Wow.
Yeah, we had to buy a new trailer on the road and leave the other one behind. So
you can only go one day at a time, really.
So, yep. Yeah. So when you're on one of these massive tours like this, are you playing every day?
Almost. We have I would say our schedule's like 5 shows in a row, and then we have a day, and then we have another 5 shows in a row. And then we have a day to drive. A lot of those days off that we have, though, we're still working, or we're going to radio stations, or we're driving. I mean, today we're driving 10 hours to Tyler, Texas. We started out in Springfield, Missouri, and we're just headed all the way over there today. But it's a good schedule because it's good to stay busy when you're on the road. Otherwise, I think it's easy to go stir crazy when your schedule is so inconsistent. The only consistency becomes the regular routine of going into a venue, setting up your stuff, playing a show, and leaving. And so you don't want to interrupt that too many times, you know. But at the same time, we've learned to stay present and try to get some times at museums or in nature and kind of make stops along the way, just to keep ourselves mentally invigorated and also appreciating what we get to do even more.
Are you all 3 from Traverse City, Michigan?
Savannah and I, this is Katie. Yeah. We're from Traverse City. And then Michael is from downstate Michigan. So he's from the Detroit, Ann Arbor area. But we, Sav and I started playing in our public high school orchestra program up in northern Michigan. And after we'd been playing for a couple years as a duo, we met Michael at a music festival and kind of encouraged him to drop out of Belmont University and join us on the road.
I would say encouraged, just putting it lightly. We were like, please come with us. Oh, my gosh.
It really didn't take much convincing on my end. It was more the parents.
The one thing I know about Traverse City, Michigan, and maybe I'm wrong, don't they have a cherry festival?
We do.
The National Cherry Festival,
yes,
is that right?
National Cherry Festival.
So, funny story, this year we actually performed at the Cherry Festival on a parade float.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Just as Ferris Bueller characters singing Twist and Shout, and one of our songs called Michigan, and again, in rotation for about like 20 minutes. One of the most interesting shows we ever did. The mic stands were bouncing all around.
I remember our sound engineer Evan had to figure out how many hours the generator on the trailer float would actually last us, and so he like sat down. He's a U of M graduate, and he like mathematically charted it out. And he's like, "I feel like a real engineer right now."
I mean, it was like legitimate algebra.
It
for
was
this
scary.
Parade float.
It like made my head hurt looking at it. So,
I'm beginning maybe to understand why the CD is titled Odyssey, because everything you describe sounds like a Homeric epic poem trying to get from one place to the other.
I'm just glad that somebody's writing it down at this point. We've also had like videographers come with us and try to capture like maybe 10% of all the craziness that happens.
And the funny thing is, one of the videographers that we take along with us, Charlie, we joke that every time that he comes out, it's like the best week we've ever had on the road, and we stay at like the nicest place, and like the food's amazing. And then he leaves, and like our trailer dies, and our van breaks down.
Yeah, he's always like,
Charlie.
I don't know what you guys are complaining about. We're like, Charlie, come back.
Well, what is the song Odyssey about?
Odyssey is kind of about the culmination of the past 6 years of being a band now. We started when we were 15 and 16. In our high school public orchestra program. And we were playing violoncello, and we would stay after school and play in this alternative styles club, and we would cover Led Zeppelin, MGMT, and Coldplay on our orchestral instruments. And I think the difference between back then and now is so drastic, it's hard to even put it into words, so we tried to put it into song. It's been a lot of ups and downs, a lot of feeling stuck and a lot of trying to push forward, and a lot of strength and vulnerability in turn. And sometimes vulnerability is the true strength, too. So we're trying to capture all of those feelings, not just in the song Odyssey, but in the album overall. And it really wraps it up kind of concisely with the line, "I'm not weak and my brain's a hurricane." It feels like that sometimes.
Can we hear it?
Yeah, absolutely. All right, here we go. Outside the lake's a cataract. It stares up at the sky, blind to the aftermath. We all attend a nameless funeral. You could say it's sad, but reason has to call it beautiful. So I burn my clothes, the ones I curse when I'm alone. And I trace the night and architect the shattered sky. And all the things I fear fade away with the coming year. A resolution in the chaos that I made. But I'm not weak, my brain's a hurricane of sky. And sleep beside and set a broken curse on me. I'm not the one who bleeds with every odyssey. Our nudist seeds and no perfume. And mass nostalgic times, forgotten crimes die in the fumes. But Polaroids still hang in darkened rooms. The kids these days hold tight to each other in the womb. And I shovel days into the dirt and dust and fray. And I keep the score of everything I have in store. I get giddy feeling pain until no obstacles remained. A resolution in the chaos that I made. But I'm not weak. My brain's a hurricane of sky and sea. But sad instead a broken curse on me. I'm not the one who bleeds with every odyssey. Upon your shoulders from the lake, the words you drown leave a bitter taste inside your mouth. Whatever you have shared will throw itself against your teeth until you have the guts to let it out. But I'm not weak, My brain's a hurricane of sky and sleep is sadness and a broken curse on me. I'm not the one who bleeds and every bruise and wounds on me. But I'm not weak. My brain's a hurricane of sky and sleep is sadness and a broken curse on me. I'm not the one who bleeds with every odyssey.
That was utterly fantastic. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
You met in public school symphony and orchestra.
Yes. Philharmonic, yes. Yeah.
Yeah, and then you've scored music for a large...
Yes. We have done a couple collaborations with different ensembles.
I can hear it.
I hear it, every time we play these songs, I'm, hearing a full orchestra in the back of my head and, every once in a while, we get to bring it to life. I think one of our first collaborations was in our hometown of Traverse City with the TSO.
Traverse Symphony Orchestra, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we scored a song from our album Bittersweet that we recorded while we were in high school. And we've actually gone back with our old orchestra and done workshops with them and arranged some new songs. And we love doing that for sure. It's really fun. It goes back to our Orc Dork roots.
Yeah, I remember doing that during final exam week. It was a nightmare, but it ended up working out really, really well. We had a ton of fun doing it. So the only scary part was that in the Traverse Symphony Orchestra, half the orchestra is made up of previous teachers of ours. So I felt very uncomfortable handing over all this stuff, basically the thesis paper of our music theory career to all these teachers in the orchestra who now are supposed to read the sheet music and play along with us. So, but it was cool. It felt like a full circle thing.
So right now you were in Springfield early. You're on your way to Tyler. Then it's South by Southwest, then West Coast. But the good news is you're going to be back in Northwest Arkansas for the Power Music Festival.
Yes, one of our favorite times of the entire year. We're going to be playing at Power Music on April 26th through the 29th in Bentonville, Arkansas.
We look forward to having you back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're really excited about it.
Yeah, I'm already every once in a while we're home, we get maybe a week off from tour every once in a while at home, and I spend all my time writing and working on old songs and working on new songs, and I'm I can't wait to test some of these out when we go to the Power of Music Fest.
All right.
Because we get a little chance to play together, we get a chance to test out some songs solo, because we're so used to playing as a duo or a trio that sometimes it's fun to kind of break out and perform our own songs and just collaborate with all the other artists there.
Well, I think, it's Power Music Fest is unlike every other gig we've ever played, because for the first time we're all doing solo sets. That's so beyond our comfort zone half the time. And we're just excited to be able to test that out at Power Music. That's our safe zone to do it.
Okay, so you mentioned that it was a little bit intimidating maybe to have the former teachers read your sheet music, and
yes,
now you're talking about outside of your comfort zone solo. I'm not a guitarist, but I'm thinking if I'm a guitarist and I'm going to do something with Kaki King.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that would, because I think she's one of my heroes.
Oh, she's absolutely my hero. Excuse me.
Well.
There can only be one. No, I'm kidding.
What's that like, working with Kaki King?
Well, we actually, it was a long distance kind of relationship.
Mm-hmm.
She sent us... I guess the relationship really started because we were sponsored by Takamine Guitars, which I'm currently playing. Ba-doom, ba-doom. And our artist rep over there, David Vincent, we were talking to him, and he was, letting us play all the guitars in Nashville. And he's like, "So what artist do you like?" I was like, "Well, I'm a huge fan of Kaki King." And he's like, "I used to manage her. I could hook you guys up if you want." I was like, "Please do." We were recording our album, Odyssey, at the time, and we had this track called Ballad Tender Gun that just had... basically an instrumental 2-minute long quartet piece. And we felt like it was really missing something. I was like, well, what if we just put Kat King on it and like had her just rip an amazing solo? And so we reached out via email and she got back to us within like a day and was like, I'll totally do it. Like, just send me the song and I'll put something on it. And so she did. And it's probably my favorite thing ever. I unabashedly listen to this song all the time. And I'm sure it shows up on my Spotify like, Sav is listening to her own band. Oh, what a jerk. But like, really, yeah, I'm just listening to Kat King.
That's when you hit private session.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty cool. She was really, I think the coolest thing about Kat King is that she's super collaborative and kind of, she embodies a lot of what we're trying to be, along with artists like Keller Williams and Martin Sexton. All those people are incredibly collaborative and always open to a jam, and that's what we kind of are striving for a little bit, is to be a string team.
And who knows, because a festival is usually great for that, right? Meeting someone you didn't know and being able to create something with them.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
And Keller Williams, by the way, also on Odyssey. Yes. All right, I'm gonna, before I let you go, I'm going to ask you about the title Chekhov's Gun.
Yeah.
Like Anton?
Yeah, absolutely. That's spot on.
No, the other Chekhov, Kyle. Yeah.
That other guy.
Yeah.
No, actually, it's a literary device used to kind of represent hindsight and foreshadowing in a way. My dad and I were having a conversation about it because I had a really traumatic event happen to me at my first South by Southwest. And I still haven't fully walked away from some parts of it, but I've learned a lot about being vulnerable and not trying to push through things and be strong all the time as a result of whatever trauma I carry with me. I think the best way to move on is just to accept that it happened and accept that, you know, it's the best thing you can do is acknowledge that vulnerability. But the song came from a conversation I was having with my dad about that. And basically what he told me was, it's like Chekhov's gun. Like, I was supposed to know what that means off the top of my head. And I was like, what is that? And he's like, well, it's basically when you see a gun in the first act, it has to go off by the last. And what that really struck a chord with me was the fact that you can't always control the things in the past or even in the future. And hindsight's always going to be 20/20. And you know, there's nothing you can really do about that except control how you react to it and what you take away from every experience that you go through. The only thing you can really control is yourself. And so this song came out of it. It's called Chekhov's Gun. Even gold turns black into the souls, broken CDs in the potholes, out of reach just like the things you can't control. Eyes caught in by the light, oh dear, the fear will never fade. It hides between the fine lines of your face, and maybe this will fade with fame. Or shadow you like a given name. Sometimes truth's disguised in a tangled chain. You hide away inside your room. Close your eyes to change in pain. Just feel the same. Got it figured out, but people aren't logical. They'll drink the glass regardless of a fall. They live oblivious. Today's a burn like cigarettes, and falling piles of things you soon forget. And maybe this will fade with fame. Or shadow you like a given name. Sometimes truth's disguised in a tangled chain. You hide away inside your room. Close your eyes to change in pain. Just feel the same. Your life's a power play. Your curtains contradictory. You shred the script and fake your victory. It's hidden in peripheral. And so within Sack Chekhov's gun, the shack goes off, and yet the show goes on. Maybe this will fade with fame, or shadow you like a given name. Sometimes truth's disguised in a tangled chain. You hide away inside your room, close your eyes and nothing's changing. Not a moment's left worth taking. Everything's mundane, nothing else remains. Cause change and pain will always feel the same.
I'm sorry whatever happened, but it's a beautiful song.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Can't wait to have you back in late April for Power Music Festival in Bentonville. Safe travels.
Thank you.
The Accidentals in the Furman Garner Performance Studio earlier this month. The Accidentals are Sav Weist, guitar, Michael Dawes, percussion, and Katie Larson, cello. Their latest CD is titled Odyssey, and this weekend they're playing at South by Southwest in Austin, Texas before a West Coast tour. But they'll be back in Northwest Arkansas in late April for the Power of Music Festival taking place in Bentonville.